Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Week four of the NFL is here, and college football in full throttle. Alabama, Georgia didn't disappoint us, people. At the end of the day, we got a great game. Interesting how we got there, but we did. It was amazing. It was incredible and absolutely insane, the outcome of that football game. And obviously a ton of college football to talk about. We got golf to talk about. We got Major League Baseball to talk about. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you, man? Mike Wilson, are you with me, my friend, or what? But every now and then it gets a little caught up with the scorpions in the phone line and things like that. So I'll get to him in just a moment. But yeah, what a wild game. I mean, Alabama just gets out all over Georgia, and then bam, Georgia comes back in the second half and responds like we expect a champion to respond, but fell just a little bit short. When push comes to shove and the game comes to an end, Alabama comes up with one big, big play at the end of that game to ice it, get it over with. Got to take a break. Hopefully on the other side, I'll have my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, with me. But it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Just getting loose, getting warmed up. And our professor, John Poulter, will join us on the other side. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Dorf Man. And by the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways. You can holler at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, let's just test it out. Mike Wilson, have you gotten through the scorpions on the phone line and whatever the heck is going on there in the Santan? I'm the guy in the remote village, but hey, at the end of the day, I'm here. Are you here with me now, my friend? Yes or no?
Yeah, no, I was there. I could hear you. It's just, I don't know if I was plugged in or not. Not a big deal. I'm here now, so that's all that matters. Let's roll, baby.
I agree, man. But I did want to just get your take real quick before we have John Poulter join us and we talk Major League Baseball. A whale of a football game between Georgia and Alabama, my friend, and Alabama jumps on them very quickly. Georgia responds the way that we would expect a championship team to respond and makes it a heck of a football game. And, you know, 2.5 minutes, you think this thing's over with because the team might be shell-shocked. They turn around and, bam, they score in 13 seconds or something like that, and the rest is history. What a football game, right?
Yeah, no, that was a great football game, and it showed a lot of resilience on Georgia's part to come back from that.
True.
And Bama even to show some resilience, because look, you give up a 28-7 lead or 28-0 lead, 21-0 lead, and you let the team come back in, and then you respond with a great throw and catch. In clutch time. So, you know, people are going to make a big deal out of this, and it is a big deal, but with the expanded playoff, it's not going to hurt necessarily either team from getting into the playoff.
Very true. But I think to your point, both sides have something to say to themselves and say, you know what? we're okay after this game, because at the end of the day, both teams responded to different types of adversity. So I think that it's, in a weird way, when someone loses, it doesn't feel so great. But I think that the way that Georgia lost, they can feel good about it. And to your point about Alabama almost losing it, they can feel good about the way that they were able to respond at the end of that football game so that they could get the W. So I think that at the end of the day, it was a win-win in different ways for both of those football teams yesterday on that football field. So great game, great entertainment, and a lot of fun for us to get to check it out. But without further ado, let's bring on our professor of sports, John Poulter, and let's talk some Major League Baseball. John, good morning, my friend. How are you? I think we have John, as far as I am assuming. John, are you with us?
I am here.
There he is, John Poulter. It seems like we may be having a little trouble with the phone lines this morning, but you know how we do it. We just push right through, and you know what? The Major League Baseball is basically pushing right through, too. When push comes to shove, I think we've got one game left, maybe. Is that where we're at, John? One game left in the season?
One game in the regular season, maybe two more tomorrow, depending on what happens in the National League wild card race. Still might have to play one or both of those games of that postponed doubleheader from Wednesday and Thursday, I guess, from Atlanta, between Atlanta and the Mets, which were postponed because of the hurricane. But I don't think this. I've done all kinds of permutations here, and I don't think there's a way they can avoid playing at least one of those games tomorrow. So at this point, I think we're looking at least one game on Monday.
Since we know what's happening with the division races, let's dive into this wild card, because it is pretty crazy when you look at it. The only team that's in right now, like you said, in the National League is the San Diego Padres, and they've elevated themselves and separated themselves from the Braves, from the Mets, and from our Arizona Diamondbacks. How in the world have the Diamondbacks, well, I know how the Diamondbacks have gotten themselves in this position. They've kind of collapsed. They've fallen apart. But with that being said, what's the path? How do the Diamondbacks get in? Is there a way for the Diamondbacks to get in with the way that this is shaping out? Because Atlanta is a game up, if I'm not mistaken. The Mets and the Diamondbacks are exactly the same. However, the difference is the Mets have 72 losses and the Diamondbacks have 73. But the Diamondbacks have 88 wins and the Mets have 87. So it looks to me like the Mets actually have a couple more games to play because of what happened with the weather, right? So the
right.
Mets are actually in the driver's seat, if you ask me, John.
I disagree. I think the Braves are actually in the driver's seat because they're a game up, and they and the Mets have both got three games to play, and two of those would be against each other, and those games would be in Atlanta. So my feeling is, respectfully disagreeing with you, my feeling is that the Braves are actually in the driver's seat, and they're finding ways to win games. I mean, they had that walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth on Saturday night. Travis d'Arnaud just, you know, jerked the ball right out of the park, no question at all. He was looking for the right pitch at the right time. He got it, and he connected. Looking at the Diamondbacks, there's a couple of scenarios for the Diamondbacks to get in. And to your point, it does get a little complicated because the Mets and the Braves potentially have more games to play. So assuming that the Diamondbacks do their job today and go out and win, that would give them an 89-73 record. For that to be good enough to get into the postseason, they need one of two things to happen, or actually one of three things to happen. They either need the Braves to go 0-3 in their three remaining games. That's one game today against Kansas City and the potential doubleheader against the Mets on Monday. That would put the Braves at 88-74. Or they need the Mets to go 0-3, which would put the Mets at 87-75, or the Mets to go 1-2, which would put them at 88-74. If those things happen, yes, the Diamondbacks can get in, but the ties don't do anything for the Diamondbacks because both the Braves and the Mets hold the tiebreaker over the Diamondbacks. So the Diamondbacks have got to look after their own business, and then they're going to need some help and they're going to need some help either by Atlanta and the Mets splitting that series 2-1, or they're going to need some help by Atlanta and the Mets both losing their final regular season scheduled games today. So a ton of things can happen. I still think we're going to be seeing at least one game on Monday before this thing is wrapped up.
Go ahead, Mike, jump in.
Yeah, no, good morning, John. Look,
morning,
you know, we're there. Good morning. We're there at the end of the season. And you know baseball inside out, you know, upside down, you know, east to west, north to south. What in your head, when all this kind of clears out, what are you expecting to happen? Like, who do you expect to kind of get in? Who do you expect to make a deep run? Who could be that surprise team, that kind of thing? But what in your head tells you this is what you expect to happen, or what you think is going to happen?
Well, I hate to say this because, you know, we're talking about money being spent, and we're talking about teams that have huge payrolls, and we're talking about huge cities, and we're talking about cities where the broadcast companies will just love to have the market. But if I look at some key numbers, and, you know, I talk week after week about a team's record against other teams over 500, and I look at that because it tells me, A, how well the team is playing, and B, it tells me how well the team is playing against better teams. And we all know that once you get to the postseason, you're not playing the Chicago White Sox. You're not playing the Miami Marlins. You're not playing the Toronto Blue Jays. You're not playing the Colorado Rockies. You're playing other teams that are better than 500. So if I look at the records of teams that are over against teams over 500, with a good sample size now at the end of the season, the best team against teams over 500 is the New York Yankees. They've played 80 games against teams over 500. They're 48-32. By contrast, the next team that you look at in the American League is the Cleveland Guardians. They have a bigger sample size. It's 90 games, but they're 45-45, so obviously 500. So even if the Yankees played 10 more games against better than 500 teams, they would still have a better record than the Guardians in teams against 500. So I would look from those numbers, assuming that their pitching staff can hold it together, I would assume from those numbers that the Yankees probably would look like the strongest team on paper. And forget about regular season wins right now. And in the National League, it's the Dodgers for very much the same reasons. The Dodgers at 97-64, they're going to have the best record in Major League Baseball, regardless of what happens today. And they've been playing really, really well the last 10 days, 2 weeks. So I got to think that those are the two teams that are going to make the deepest runs, Mike.
With that being said, I got to just give myself a little pat on the back, because I said a couple few weeks ago, I didn't think anybody was going to get to 100 wins this year, and
you're right.
Looks like I'm right this time around. So
yeah,
I got
98,
one.
98 is the maximum. The Dodgers can win today and win 98, and that'll be it.
Yep, I finally nailed one. It's a cold day in hell before I usually get things right, and I got this one right. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue the conversation with John Poulter, our professor of sports, about Major League Baseball right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number, and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us a couple of ways, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us. And you can get at John Poulter very simply on the X thing as well at 12 John Poulter. All right, John. So we've talked about basically who the wild card a little bit as far as how exciting that is. Now I kind of want to get into matchups and what you think might be the best potential matchup that we could have. World Series. Let's start with what you think might be the best World Series matchup, and then we'll go from that point from there. So what would potentially be the best World Series matchup in your opinion?
Well, I think this kind of goes back to the comments we had in the last segment, where based on the records lately and the records over the course of the season against good teams, I got to think the Yankees and the Dodgers would be the best matchup in terms of upper echelon versus upper echelon. I'm not going to say that that's going to be the most entertaining World Series we could watch, but certainly from a star power standpoint and from a record against better teams and two teams that are playing quite well at the moment. And I say that even though the Yankees are 5-5, I think because they opened up that lead against over Baltimore in the last 10 days or so after being neck and neck with them all season, I think the Yankees have kind of slowed down a little bit, you know, getting their rotation set for the postseason, getting some key players some rest and those kinds of things. I got to think the Yankees and the Dodgers would be the marquee series. I'd love to say that Baltimore and Cleveland could get into the World Series because I think it would be great for small markets. I think it would be great for younger teams. I think it would be good adverts for teams that have built through the system as opposed to going out and writing checks the way that the Yankees and the Dodgers have. But, you know, again, I look at the Guardians. Only 500 against teams over 500 at 45-45, and they've kind of fattened up on the bottom half of the rosters by going 47-24, a .662 percentage against teams under 500. A team that I think could be surprising is the Houston Astros, and I say that because they've played really well the last 60 days. Again, their schedule has been very heavily weighted towards non-500 teams, so they've fattened up a little bit too. They're 51-32 in 83 games, so over half of their schedule against teams under 500. I still keep coming back to your Brewers, and I come back to your Brewers from the standpoint that, you know, again, like Baltimore and Cleveland, they're a smaller market. I think they've done exceptionally well. They've done much better than any of us thought they would at the start of the season. I mean, we all knew they were going to be competitive. I don't think we thought they would win the division as easily as they did. And they've done a tremendous job, as has Pat Murphy. I wouldn't mind seeing the Brewers get into that series, because obviously if they get to the World Series, they're going to have upset a better team somewhere along the line, either in the Dodgers or the Phillies, to get there. So let's not count the Brewers out. Phillies, to me, are a bit of a mystery. They tend to go in waves. They play really well for a couple of weeks, and then they start to look terrible for a couple of weeks. You know, you look at their current situation, they're 3-7 in their last 10. The Braves are 7-3. If the season lasted another week, could the Braves maybe have caught the Phillies? So that's kind of the main teams that I'm looking at. I think a lot of the other teams, San Diego still has a good opportunity if they can play the way that they have the last couple of weeks and turn it on. They could give the Dodgers a real run for their money. And I don't discount the Braves, but, you know, I got to look at teams like the Mets, the Diamondbacks, the Royals, the Tigers. I got to sit back and think that those teams are just invited to the party and they're going to be thanks for showing up. I don't see any of those teams going a long way simply because I just don't think they're ready yet. I don't think they're at that same echelon that the aforementioned teams were.
John, you know, we've talked about Shohei Ohtani a bunch this year, obviously with good reason for good and bad reasons. You know, we've discussed his injury. You know, he hasn't pitched at all this year. But we all know he's absolutely lit it up with his bat. He goes into this final day, he can get the triple crown. Do you think he does it?
No, I think that the gap in the batting average is just a little bit too much, unless he has another one of those miracle 6 for 6 days. And the other thing is, you don't know how much the Dodgers are going to play him, because clearly they've got home field locked up throughout the postseason. So if I'm the Dodgers, maybe I let him get a couple of at-bats and then I take him out and give him a rest. I'm not so sure that he plays the full game today. So I think he might have continued to play if he'd have had one of those weeks where he had the opportunity to get to 60-60, but he's obviously not going to get to 60 home runs now. So I'd be surprised if he played 9 innings today. I've been wrong a million times before, and I'll be wrong a million times again, but I don't think he's going to get enough at-bats to get into first place in the batting title, quite frankly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball and pretty close to the postseason, so we'll be obviously talking about matchups the next time we speak to you. But with that being said, as far as the pitching staffs go, who's got the edge as far as the starting pitching? Who do you like with their middle relief? Who do you like with their closing? Who's got the best pitching staff all around in the postseason right now, at least in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question. If you're looking at closers, I'd have to say there's one guy that sticks out big time in my mind, and that's Class A in Cleveland. I think he's got an ERA that's well under one in a good-sized sample size. So I would have to say potentially he's the best closer. Looking at the starting staffs, the way they've been pitching lately, I don't think the Houston Astros are doing that badly. I mean, I've heard talk that Justin Verlander may not even be one of the top three starters for the Astros in the division series. And when you sit back and think about, here's a guy that's won 260-some games, a Hall of Fame career, and he may not even be in the starting rotation for the first round of the postseason, I got to think that tells you something about the Astros starting staff. But these teams are all there because they've had good pitching, perhaps with the exception of the Yankees, who've kind of powered their way to it. Every other team has got one or two guys that have really stepped forward. Milwaukee, you know, we keep coming back to the Brewers, but there's no really big names on the Brewers. Their big name starters and closers have all been traded. They've stocked that team from within. They've made some great signings. That's a pretty good staff. I don't see the Padres really being all that good from a pitching standpoint. Baltimore is kind of hit and miss. A month ago, if we'd had this conversation, I'd tell you that Baltimore was probably one of the better staffs, but I'm starting to question them a little bit. Right now, I got to be very frank, and this is a big surprise to me and probably a big surprise to you guys. I think right now the Astros might have the best overall pitching staff in the postseason.
So that leads me to my final question of the day for you, John, and I feel like I'm reading your mind today, but I'm just going to ask you anyway.
That can be dangerous.
Who's the most? Who would be the most dangerous team in the postseason, in your opinion?
Dangerous from a standpoint of coming out of nowhere like the Diamondbacks did last year, or dangerous from a standpoint that they might just go out and run the table?
I think a little bit of both. So the combination together.
Well, I think right now that the two teams that have the opportunity and perhaps the best opportunity to run the table are the Yankees and the Dodgers. And I say that again because of their firepower and because of the way that they have come on in the last 3 or 4 weeks to turn tight division races into runaway races and clinching home field advantage through their respective leagues. I would have to think that that would be the case. If we're talking about a team that could, I wouldn't say come out of nowhere, but could have a really good run, is your Brewers, because they've proven all season that they've never been too far out of it. Every time somebody's come back and put a little bit of pressure on them, Murphy's got them playing really, really well. There's not a lot of stars on that team. There's two or three big names, but there's not a lot of stars. I think it's quite possible.
Great stuff, John, as always. We'll catch up next week when we're talking about matchups.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Always fun to talk to you. Stay well, and we'll talk next week.
Have a great day, John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. Keep it close. We'll be right back, and we'll get into some college football. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
To the people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the conversation as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can hit us up on the X thing for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, real college football scores for you coming at you right now. And I have to go at you a little bit when I come to a particular game because you have been super You've been super duper high on that squad out of, I don't know, is it Provo, Utah? I don't even know where the heck they're coming from. But at the
Salt
end,
Lake.
Salt Lake, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So anyways, we'll get there in a moment, okay? Miami was tested by Virginia Tech. Texas pulls away from Mississippi State in the second half. We talked about the Alabama-Georgia game and how exciting that one was because Alabama jumps all over them 30-7 at the first half, and then, bam, Georgia responds huge in that second half and makes it a heck of a football game. The Ohio State goes out and beats up on a terrible Michigan State team. Not surprised there. Here's a good one. Here's a really good one, my friend. Because the week before, they gave Georgia one hell of a test, and maybe Georgia was looking ahead to this week, potentially. But Kentucky, man, that's the shocker of the week, man.
Yeah.
Beating Ole Miss, yep, at Ole Miss, 20-17. There's something about this Kentucky football program over the past 3 to 5 years. They've come up with some victories that were like, what in the hell? How in the world did they come up with this? But they do. Every now and again, they shock us. And we know they're more of a basketball school than a football school. But they've got some dudes. They got some nasty guys that can go out there and play. Oregon beats up on UCLA. Penn State beats Illinois. And Illinois actually came into this thing playing pretty good football. Here's the game I was talking to you about. Arizona beats Utah 23-10.
Yep.
I mean, that's a hell of a victory for Arizona and a hell of a screw-up
yes,
for Utah. Minnesota almost beats Michigan, which would have made me pretty happy, but we didn't, so it's okay. I ain't mad. But a heck of a football game. Wisconsin gets beat up again by USC. LSU beats South Alabama. I don't think that's a big deal, but this one's kind of interesting. Notre Dame, okay? They had that early season loss, right? And they've responded pretty well, if you ask me, Mike. I think that they're going to figure out a way to be in the mix for that playoff. So I think that's something to watch. Clemson wins big over Stanford. Iowa State beats Houston. Oklahoma, K-State. And this was good to see K-State respond because they had the slip-up, and that was in Provo, if I'm not mistaken, to BYU. And they come back, and they respond against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma beats Auburn team, and then there they are, the BYU team I'm talking about. They took care of Baylor on the road. That's a nice win, to be honest with you. I'll be interested to see how far up BYU can get in the rankings now in the next couple few weeks. And then Boise State beating Washington State, and Texas A&M gets it done over Arkansas. But takeaways from you from college football this week, I other than the Alabama and Georgia game, because we've already discussed that a little bit. So some takeaways, my friend, and you can start with Utah if you'd like, because I know that you're very high on them. And trust me, bro, they can still respond. We know that. Like, this loss isn't going to kill them, but it definitely puts a kink in the armor for sure.
Oh, sure. It does put a kink in the armor, and you know, there are some Utah fans. I am not one of them. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Utah. I respect what they do as a program, and I have the utmost respect for Kyle Whittingham and how he's just built that program and built that culture at the University of Utah. But here's what I will say about Utah, Arizona. Utah, you know, their fans are going to say, well, we didn't have Cam Rising, and Cam's out with an injury to his throwing hand, throwing fingers. And you know, that does affect, you know, when you go up against a decent opponent, a good opponent, and Arizona has a good team. Make no mistake that they have a good team down there in Tucson. You got to have that next man up kind of mentality. And I know that Utah, for the most part, they do. Like, they don't make excuses for it, for any loss. But they got dominated yesterday. They got pushed around. They got stretched out. They just got beat. And sometimes you have those games. You just do. And Arizona is a team in the Big 12 that you can't take lightly. They have a quarterback. They have a couple of receivers. They have an offense that can put points on the board. So Arizona deserves respect in terms of what they can do to you, and they can go, and they've proven now, they can go on a road in a hostile environment, and Utah is a hostile environment. There are tons of players, opposing players, and even Cam Ward from Miami, who used to be the Washington State quarterback, said, Utah is that playing there is a tough thing to do. And win. And so hats off to Arizona. Utah's going to rebound, like you said. This is going to be a little blip on the screen for them, I think, in the whole 20,000-foot view of everything. So they'll respond. Whittingham will get them back to winning, I'm sure. But great win for Arizona. The other thing I will say in terms of yesterday is the Boise State. Boise State took Washington State to the woodshed last night. They did. And Boise State is one of those teams that are going to make a case, the future Pac-12 school, to make a case to get into the playoffs. And beating a ranked, unbeaten team, granted it was home on the Smurf turf, they did. And I'm telling you right now, I am a big advocate of Cam Ward out of Miami getting the Heisman, but this kid, this running back at Boise State, Andy, he has almost 900 yards rushing through four games. And what he does, he was a bowling ball just going through Washington State defenders last night. He had 250 yards. He had four touchdowns. Like, he lit the scoreboard up for Boise State. That kid deserves some recognition. And if he keeps doing what he does, he deserves a seat in New York City for the Heisman Trophy. And he deserves serious consideration as well. The other thing I will say is,
so hold on real quick.
Utah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Real quick. The kid you're talking about, his name is Ashton Jeanty. And here's my biggest question for you, my friend. Seeing where this kid is from, how in the hell did the state of Florida let this kid get to Boise State? That's the real question here. Because, like you're talking about, on 82 carries this season, this kid has 845 yards, 13 touchdowns, an average clip of 10.3 frickin' yards a carry. Are you kidding me? Like, how in the world did the state of Florida screw up on this recruit and let him get to Boise State? That's my question. That's my concern, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes you just have one of those guys that just, I don't know, he slips through the crack. I'm not sure about his high school and how big of a high school he went to. And if it, you know, some of this recruiting comes down to where you're playing, you know, in
Very
high school
true.
In Florida and Texas, California. So sometimes these kids, and I've seen it with my coaching in the high school ranks here in Arizona, sometimes kids just slip through the cracks. And, you know, with scouts and talent evaluators and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's the case with Ginty, is that he slipped through the cracks. However, you know, that happened. That's a good question. Because the guy's just tearing it up. And like I said, if he keeps doing this, and, you know, barring any like major injury, I would anticipate that he just keeps running through people. Yeah, if he doesn't get a seat or is a Heisman finalist, I don't know what people are looking at. I just don't. The kid has talent. He has Sunday afternoon talent, Dorf. You and I both know this already, but I think a lot of it for us is we're out here in the West and we can see these guys play that a lot of these riders on the East Coast just don't see play because they're in the wrong time zone to see it play. And I think being at Boise State, he's making a name for himself already. I think there will be a lot more attention given to him now. But if he can keep doing what he's doing, give him a seat in New York City for the Heisman, brother. Like, I'm just saying.
Let me ask you this, okay? Ole Miss, with this loss, how concerned should they be with maybe being knocked out of the playoff? Because we've been talking so much about them being a top team in the country, but could this be a landslide? Could this be something that maybe gets them going in the wrong direction? Because, I mean, you got to think that when they looked at this game and they see Kentucky and they're playing them at home, there's no way that they think that they're going to lose this football game. And they're six in the country, if I'm not mistaken. And we know how good the SEC is. So I'm going to assume that there's a couple more losses for them. How badly does that affect them? And with that being said, could we see teams with two losses in the top 12? Because I don't think that's out of the realm.
Sure.
I think when we look at the past, teams that, you know, are outside of the top six or so have more than one loss. And we're always trying to figure out to make a case for them to get into the playoff, right? Well, now they've expanded it.
Right.
How many losses do you think a team potentially could have, I guess, and get into the playoff? That's the real question here.
I think I'll get to the game in here in just a second. I think two losses doesn't necessarily knock you out, but I also think if you're a two-loss team, it depends on who you are and what conference you're in. Like, you know, if you're a two-loss Big Ten team, you're a two-loss SEC team.
SEC, yeah.
That's not going to knock you out. That's not going to knock you out. If you're a two-loss team, maybe from the Big 12, you could be. That's kind of borderline. Even though I think the Big 12, in terms of depth, is a conference that has good depth to it. And certainly any other conference, you can't. I mean, if you're coming from the Group of Five, you can't have two losses. It'd be a question if you can only have one loss. But, you know, that's what I think. And we can talk about it after the break if you want for a couple minutes.
I think your theory may get tested with that Utah team is where my head is kind of going, just thinking about
right.
it. There could be another loss for them there in the Big 12. We got to take a break. I hear that music, so we'll take the pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour, and then we all know hour two is dedicated to the NFL, baby. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, again, real quick, throwing this out there, you can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on the X thing like a lot of people do, which I appreciate it. And quite frankly, I don't know, Mike, if it's happening for you, but my following over the last couple, 3 weeks has grown infinitely. So keep checking me out on the X thing. I know I say some interesting things on there, and it's usually just to kind of pump people up and get them excited about maybe a Sunday fun day watching football with your family and friends or something along those lines when it comes to the sports world. So that's really obviously my angle for the most part. But get at us a couple few different ways. You can obviously call us 1-800-878-7529. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion on the X. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Go ahead, man. Ask me a couple questions. Go right ahead, brother.
No, I mean, look, all I'm going to say, you know, we ended up talking about college football and Ole Miss at the end of last segment. Ole Miss, we might have had a little bit of fool's gold in terms of just how good that they were if they met a team that could punch them back a little bit or play them tough. Their first game was against Furman. They beat 76-0. Then they take on Middle Tennessee State. 52-3 they win. They beat a bottom feeder in the ACC in Wake Forest, 40-6 on the road. Then they come back home, and to get to 4-0, they beat Georgia Southern, 52-13. So as far as their ranking was concerned, certainly by putting points on the board like they have, it was probably, you know, part of it, but they didn't really play anybody. And then, like you said, Kentucky has these wins over the last few years that just make you think a little bit. And they ran into somebody that played them tough and punched them in the face, and yep, that's what happened.
Hey, you're only as good as your last win, right, at the end of the day. So
right.
Ole Miss
right.
was riding high, but like you said, the schedule was extremely weak. Kentucky's been playing a much better schedule. They were ready for the game. Speaking of being ready, I'm ready to talk NFL football, baby. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Eastern U.S. With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Helene roared ashore around 11:10 p.m. Thursday in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. It had maximum sustained winds estimated at 140 miles per hour. New York City's indicted Mayor Eric Adams could make his initial court appearance today on charges that he accepted illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from people looking to buy his influence in city government. An indictment unsealed Thursday accused the Democrat of taking a variety of improper gifts from Turkish officials and business people, including free hotel stays and deeply discounted airline tickets to destinations including France, China, Sri Lanka, India, Hungary, Ghana, and Turkey. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hurricane Hurricane Helene made landfall in northwestern Florida as a Category 4 storm, as forecasters warn that the enormous system could create a nightmare storm surge and bring dangerous winds and rains across much of the southeastern U.S. With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Helene roared ashore around 11:10 p.m. Thursday in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. It had maximum sustained winds estimated at 140 miles per hour. New York City's indicted mayor, Eric Adams, could make his initial court appearance today on charges that he accepted illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from people looking to buy his influence in city government. An indictment unsealed Thursday accused the Democrat of taking a variety of improper gifts from Turkish officials and business people, including free hotel stays and deeply discounted airline tickets to destinations including France, China, Sri Lanka, India, Hungary, Ghana, and Turkey. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and it's all about the NFL in hour two of the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. Each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks, adjust your dial for wherever the heck you may be in the world. This week, actually, I'm coming to you from, well, just outside of Flagstaff, Arizona, the Kokomo Village, and a very remote, beautiful area, Mike Wilson, enjoying parents' weekend here up at NAU, and got to go to a college football game yesterday here on the campus in the Sky Dome. And you know what? Now we got to get into the NFL, baby. So week four is upon us, brother. How exciting is this or what? I mean, it doesn't get much better than the soap opera for men, which is the NFL Football League, man.
It doesn't get much better than that, and I think we're in for a great weekend, and I'm sitting here watching the Broncos and Jets kind of get loose, and Bo Nix and, you know, Aaron Rodgers get loose, but there's lots of other stories. Pittsburgh going to trying to get to 4-0, brother. You know, who would have thought that? So, I mean, there's a lot. I think Jordan Love's back, right? I saw that he was active. I'm not sure if he's going to play, but if he's active, I would think he probably would. And how the 49ers going to respond to, you know, they're in a spot where a lot of people didn't think they would be. But
true
stories. Let's get to it.
Absolutely. And the Vikings looking to be 4-0. That's kind of a shocker and a surpriser, but they'll have to beat my Green Bay Packers to do it. So we'll get into it on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and guess what, people? You could be part of the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing, like I've told you. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. The guy likes football, if you didn't know. Mine is Dorf on Sports. I like myself, if you didn't know. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, bro, we always do it like this, so why make it today any different? I'm going to run through the games, and from there, we'll kind of dive into storylines and anything else that comes to our head. Saints playing the Falcons. That's a big game, actually. Rams playing the Bears. That's actually a big game for the Rams because that division is crazy right now, man. Who would have thought that Seattle would be leading that division right now? So big game for the Rams. Vikings and the Packers, another huge game because I don't think we expected the Vikings to be 3-0, and I don't think we expected Jordan Love to get hurt right out of the gate. So, like, this is another intriguing matchup. Steelers playing the Colts. Again, man. Another one where the Steelers have this two-headed monster at quarterback, but they really have a Justin Fields and you know, they got Russ in the background kind of just doing whatever Russ does. And then you look at the Colts with Anthony Richardson coming back this year, like a lot of high hopes and just a lot of thought that this team could be on their way. And the Steelers, like you said earlier in the program, 3-0, looking to go to 4-0. It's kind of insane. Broncos playing the Jets. These might be two teams going in different directions, right? Probably a complete rebuild there for the Broncos with Bo Nix and company, and the Jets bringing Aaron Rodgers back after the Achilles from last year, and it looks like he's starting to find his groove a little bit. So that's an intriguing matchup where we say the Jets got to keep it rolling. The Eagles playing the Buccaneers, that's an interesting one because I think the Buccaneers really stumbled last week, and I think the Eagles stumbled the week before, but they found themselves last week in a really similar situation that they were in against the Falcons the previous week, but they were able to get over the hump, right, and get it done against the Saints. Like, some weird stuff going on there when you think about it. But I think that's a really, really big, important football game. Bengals playing the Panthers. It's big for the Bengals because they're 0-3, and I think the expectations and the thought of this team being potentially an AFC championship squad, like, they're 0-3, man. And you look at the Panthers after the reemergence now of AD, Andy Dalton coming back, the redheaded bomber, has the Panthers moving the ball and came up with a huge victory last week that I don't think people thought was imaginable, but it was, and it happened. The Jags playing the Texans. Again, this is another one. Trevor Lawrence hasn't lived up to any of the hype, bro. Like, wow, maybe we need to talk about Trevor Lawrence and how bad he is as a quarterback. And then on the other side, you got C.J. Stroud and the Texans, right? And the expectations are really, really high with the Texans. They went to Minnesota last week, and they kind of laid an egg to a certain degree. So that's something to watch. Like, are they going to stumble a little bit? Who knows? The Commanders playing the Cardinals. Look, the Commanders, wow. Jaden Daniels looks to be a real deal, my friend. And you and I know this kid personally, so there's nothing more than that's exciting. And I am so happy for Jaden because I've talked to this kid numerous times on the field at ASU back in the day, and he's a good kid, man. You and I know this. He's a good kid. He's a leader, bro. Like, wow, just a born leader. And I love seeing what he's been able to accomplish already in this early season. And quite frankly, bro, he's got my vote for Rookie of the Year right now because dude is absolutely balling out. And maybe there's a little bit of a coincidence here, but Cliff Kingsbury, his offensive coordinator, very similar with the style of the college football, right? And maybe didn't work so well for him at Arizona, but has a little bit of a, you know, reemergence of himself and has an opportunity today to go against the Cardinals. But Kyler's been playing better, and the Cardinals seem to be looking a little bit more organized. But this is a fun, interesting matchup. The Patriots going to the 49ers. You were talking about the 49ers, bro. Talk about a game where you could get it right. This would be it for them. I wonder if Drake May is going to wind up playing for them because of things, the way that they went for the Patriots last week wasn't so good. The Browns playing the Raiders, this is an interesting matchup. Raiders came up with a really nice win against Baltimore last week. I mean, that was literally crazy. They're down 10 points, I think, with less than 6 minutes to play in that game, and somehow, some way, they get it done. So they're riding high with some momentum. The Browns, you know what? They're up and down. I think that's kind of what we expect from them. But I think their defense is pretty good. So I think that'll be something to watch. The Chargers, the Chiefs going on the road to play the Chargers. Is Justin Herbert playing today? Do you know? I know he's got that high ankle sprain, and I know that they're going to watch him. I think that this could be a dangerous matchup for him if he does go out there with the Chiefs and that really good defense. The Bills play the Ravens. That's a huge matchup. Talk about another team that could be 4-0, Mike. That's the Bills. And wow, we're not talking about Josh Allen maybe enough and how he's sprinkling things around so well out there on offense. He looks like a point guard right now. And then on the other hand, it seems like it's taking the Ravens a couple weeks here to figure things out with their new guy in the backfield with Derrick Henry. And how do you maneuver that? How does that look? And I think they're starting to figure it out. They're a run-first team for sure. Monday, we got another couple of games, which is really cool. The Titans playing the Dolphins. Obviously, no Tua there. And I don't know about Thompson with the chest injury. Like, dude, they're a mess, okay? The Seahawks playing the Lie Downs on Monday night, too. Seahawks looking to go 4-0. The Lions looking to go 3-1. We got some great games this week, bro. What say you?
We absolutely have some great games. To pick one out that I'm interested in is going to be, really tough because there's a bunch of games that I'll be keeping my eye on. Certainly one of them is going to be that Packer-Viking game, And do you know if Love – I know Love is activated. Is he playing or is he going to be available? Do you know?
So, again, like you said, I don't know the exact answer to that, but we do know that he's active. So, with that being said, look, they went out and got themselves one hell of a backup, my friend. Malik Willis has shown that, his time with the Titans was very beneficial. Like, let's not kid ourselves, dude. He didn't look so great on the field last year, but maybe there was a little bit more going on there than we know of. And I'm talking about the offensive line. I'm talking about the running game. Whereas, with the Green Bay Packers, bro, let's keep it very real. A lot of good pieces there on that offensive line, a lot of good skill positions, a lot of quality wide receivers, maybe not a distinct number one receiver, but a lot of guys that are like 1As and really, really good twos. And then obviously with a quarterback that can sprinkle it around to so many different guys that are capable. Dude, their offense is we're seeing the LaFleur offense and how potent it can be, and I don't want to say this, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, and I don't want people to hear it wrong, but there is something to what I'm gonna say. Certain guys do better in certain systems, and this system I think that LaFleur runs is so. It's so successful for almost any quarterback. And you see, if you're mobile like Malik Willis and Jordan Love, wow, they're doing a lot of things.
It's player friendly.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. I hear the music. Let's take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
To the people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, I got a crazy wild question for you just to start things off here. Give me your top five quarterbacks right now in the league.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep, no preparation, my friend. I'm just asking you. Cold blue here, out of the cold.
Wow.
Who are your top five right now?
I'm not going to put these in any order because I have...
Hey, you know what? That's cool. Don't have to be in any order. Top five, let's just hear your top five. I kind of like it that way, to be honest with you.
Okay. Josh Allen.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Yep, I agree.
You can prout Lamar Jackson. Let me see here. CJ Stroud, I could put in there as well. What are we up to? Four?
Yep, you got four
so far. Man, that is a good, Brock Purdy. I'll put Purdy in that five. Yeah.
All right, so we're pretty close here, right? So, and I think I'm going to shock you and surprise you with one of these guys because I've been super duper hard on him. But until today, he's been really good, and I have a feeling that things might change today. But we agree, Josh Allen. Obviously, he is throwing to guys like. He's looking so good. It's absolutely impressive as all hell. I love what I'm seeing from him. Look, I'm very tough on Lamar because I wonder how good he is in the postseason. Obviously, his regular season, the guy, he lights it up. Okay, he's a video game waiting to happen. So, Lamar and Josh Allen, absolutely. Patrick Mahomes, without a doubt, man. It's like, it's not even close. I'm going to give you two, and one of them hasn't been playing very much, but quite frankly, he's probably going to be back out on the field today, and we're going to see how good he is. And that's Jordan Love. I put him in the top five, and I know he hasn't played much, but I think he's a top five quarterback. And here's the one that's really going to shock you. I gotta give Sam Darnold some serious credit, man. Like he has run that offense extremely well, and if I'm not mistaken, he's absolutely top three right now as far as his QBR rating, and he might even actually be higher than that. He might be the number one guy. I'm not exactly sure, but I know Josh Allen is really high up there as well. But Sam Darnold has impressed the living daylights out of me, man. So I guess what I'm trying to say in a weird way, dude, is they gave him some talent, right? They gave him a really good wide receiver. Right. They've given him a quality running back who, by the way, we didn't mention this, he's going up against his old team in the Green Bay Packers, and that's Aaron Jones. I think that he's going to have a lot on his mind today with how he can go back at the Green Bay Packers and show them a thing or two. But yeah, man, I think our top five is very close. It's similar. But I also want to point out that there's some names in there that we didn't mention, like Joey Big Game Burrow, who doesn't look like Joey Big Game Burrow. Justin Herbert, who's been, you know, high on a lot of people's radar. We didn't mention him. And then obviously the old man of the NFL, and that's Aaron Rodgers. We didn't mention him as well. So I think that there's a little bit of a changing of the guard going on here to a certain degree. But I also think that, you know, that there's certain guys that have really stepped up and given themselves a lot more credibility, and Sam Darnold, bro, I'm impressed as all hell with the way that he's gotten out of the gates with the Minnesota Vikings, man.
Oh God, absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes it takes the right coach with the right system, with the right pieces around a quarterback to have him have success. Now, people will say, well, he was in San Francisco and he had all that talent in San Francisco. Well, yeah, we didn't anticipate Brock Purdy coming out of the weeds and doing what we've seen Brock Purdy do. So he didn't really have the opportunity there in San Francisco to do that. But look, Darnold's a good guy. Like he's not a jerk. He hasn't been a jerk about anything, and he's kind of turned into a little bit of a journeyman quarterback. You know, I know that I was real high on him coming out of USC and the whole thing, but once again, it comes down to the situation that you get put in. He has probably the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson there. Right. He has Kevin O'Connell, he has a young, innovative, offensive coach. That's the thing. If you're a quarterback that has any kind of talent and you have a defensive coach, you know, you're not going to be as successful like you would be if you had a Kevin O'Connell or a, you know, Kyle Shanahan running the offense. So, you know, kudos to Sam Darnold. He deserves all the flowers that he's getting right now in terms of praise. It's good to see. It's just, hey, let's see if we can continue this over the next, 14 games, the next 3 months, basically, 4 months, you know, kind of thing. But for right now, yeah, I get why you put Darnold in your top five. I absolutely understand it. So it's right. You know, it's good for him. I like seeing, you know what, Andy, and this is just a little side note, I know you do too, but guys that have had kind of a tough time in the NFL, when they finally hit some success, I cheer for that. I absolutely cheer for stuff like this, and seeing Darnold do this is a great thing.
Absolutely, especially guys that were high draft picks, you know, and, you know, let's put things in perspective now, too. A guy like Trevor Lawrence, who's matching up with C.J. Stroud today, wow, like you look at the differences in these two guys' careers so far. Where are you on Trevor Lawrence? You know, Doug Peterson has done a great job with certain quarterbacks. Do you think his message is just not getting through to Trevor Lawrence? And then on the other hand, with C.J. Stroud and how well he's gotten, you know, his rookie year was incredible. You know, a little bit maybe of a sophomore slump starting out this season, but there's more tape on the guy. But I also know that he's extremely competitive and he's going to work his tail off. I don't know the work ethic of either one of these guys, but I do know what I've seen on the field, and I'm more impressed with what CJ Stroud has done than I am with Trevor Lawrence. How can Trevor Lawrence turn this thing around, and how do the Texans keep it rolling?
You know, with Trevor Lawrence, I think people fell in love with his talent. I mean, let's be honest about it. Like, scouts, people who analyze his stuff and get paid lots of money to make these kind of decisions on college quarterbacks or just any guy coming out of college to the draft. He was deemed a generational prospect, a generational type talent. However, he certainly hasn't played like that. Like, he's inconsistent. In his first three seasons, he's inconsistent. He turns the ball over, and that's never a recipe for success at all. And, you know, some people, and I saw this quote the other day, and it's kind of appropriate we're talking about Trevor Lawrence, but I saw this quote the other day from an executive in the NFL. He's like, one day you want to marry the guy and live happily ever after. The next you want to divorce the guy, never to be seen with him again. and that kind of resonated with me in terms of, yeah, he's just been inconsistent and he turns the ball over at times in very, very inopportune times turning that ball over. So I don't know if the message is getting through to him anymore, but like you said, you know, Doug Peterson is a guy that's kind of looked at as a quarterback whisperer, you know, type of deal. I don't know if he needs to keep whispering or just go full on just Mike Ditka in his ear to try and, you know, motivate this guy. I will say this. You know, last year last week he got up to the podium after the game and just said, you know, hey, look, we suck. We're not playing very well right now. And he even got on his own, you know, he even kind of downplayed his plays. Like, I'm not playing very well. I have to step up. Like, yeah, dude, you do, because you got a contract worth $275 million and you're playing like dog stuff right now. You got to turn it up. And whether that is the coach kind of getting a little bit more forceful with him or getting him in a groove early, making some kind of simple, easy throws to kind of get him in a rhythm, I don't know what needs to happen, but it needs to change quick, because you got to start having the conversation about Trevor Lawrence if he continues on this path.
Right, I agree. I hear the music. We'll take that pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll go through the games, give our analysis on what we think may or may not happen out there on the football field. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program too. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Also, you got can get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. And speaking of real, Mike, this might be coming a weekly thing, I don't know, but looks like we got a caller on the line. None other than MISM is here to join us on the program. And quite frankly, we're at the point in the program where we go through our picks of the day. I know I had a tough week last week. I'm sure this guy will be bragging about the week he had. But MISM, welcome to the program, bro. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. You know, last week I told you that, you know, what is the most eye-popping, bone-crushing, mouth-dropping, you know, think about your program, and that was the addition of MISM was back. But you know what? You're getting one shot. You're going one step better, because not only do you have Mission Santa Monica, but you have Linda in Santa Monica today.
Oi.
Linda in Santa Monica is on the Dorf Weekend Sports Edition with MJ Mike Wilson, with Mission Santa Monica, and you've got Linda in Santa Monica giving you her hot, fresh takes.
I don't think it gets any better than this, I'll be honest with you. We might as well just call it a family affair, for crying out loud. So at the end of the day, look, man, week four is here, and Jordan Love is active and ready to go for your Green Bay Packers, my friend. Like, how big of a game is this, first and foremost, in your opinion?
Huge.
And then how excited are you to see Jordan Love back on the field?
Huge. It's giant. I mean, it's such a hot day, I'm even staying home to watch. Like, that doesn't happen often. It's usually Sunday is Linda's fun day. Errands, and grocery shopping, all of it. So here's my take. I'm just really looking forward to seeing Jay Love after two amazing weeks with Malik Willis. It's like, well, how much better could a Sunday get?
Hey, I'm just curious. Do you guys have the brats going? Like, what is MISM cooking today, man?
Lobster rolls.
we got lobster rolls at the end of the day. Yeah. Brats for yesterday. Well, yeah,
in
brats,
hell.
I know we're all NFL, but brats for yesterday at the Coliseum with the Badgers and the Trojans and the complete meltdown and the terrible officiating. But anyways, we're talking NFL. We're not talking college football today. We are talking NFL with not only MISM, but LISM. I mean, seriously. The stars, the moon, the constellations, they're all in alignment right now here, fellas.
Yeah, no, it doesn't get any better than this. So, like, let's go through our games. Like, and we're all doing this today, baby. this is a special edition of the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. Like, dead serious, okay? So, we're not getting one opinion. We're not getting two. We're not getting three. We're getting four opinions on these games today, people, okay? So, Saints at the Falcons. Look, man, the Saints walk away last week probably with a terrible taste in their mouth. The Falcons are walking away with a great taste in their mouth. I think that the Falcons have found something, and I think they get better and better each and every week. I am taking the Falcons. Let's go with LISM first. Linda, who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Saints.
Okay, sounds good. That's fine. MISM, who do you got?
You know what? I am not ready to hop on the Falcons bandwagon. I like what the Saints are doing. I think they've got some momentum, and I'm buying right now. I'm buying Saints, and
right,
I'm selling
Mike,
Falcons. I'm not on the way.
Who do you got, Mike?
Well, look, I understand why MISM is going with LISM because he doesn't want to sleep on the couch. So no, I get it.
That's good stuff.
I am. Hey, look, Andy, I'm with you. I'm gonna buy into the Falcons this week at home.
Rams playing the Bears. I think we got one veteran quarterback going up against a guy that is clueless out there right now. I'm taking the Rams. I'm taking that team from LA, guys. I hope you feel good about that. So let's go MISM first this time.
Oh my goodness, the Rams are going to be going into that game, going to take him down an NFC Norris. An opponent in preparation to get their butt spanked next week when MISM and Max and Berkeley will be at the game at SoFi. So get ready for that
Packers.
One. So.
That'll be pretty cool. Linda, who do you got?
Oh, the Rams, of course.
Mike, who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Vikings playing the Packers, guys. This is the game of the day for MISM and LISM. So I think this is freaking awesome. Obviously, a lot riding here, but Aaron Jones coming back to Green Bay, the return of Jordan Love. I mean, come on, man. This is the time where the Vikings get shut down. I got my Green Bay Packers, baby. Who do you got, Mitch?
Well, of course, I've got the Packers, of course, and here we are in L.A., the national broadcast. We get the Rams-Bears game. Of course, it's not going to stop me from seeing the game, but just saying.
Linda, who do you got?
If I didn't go with the Packers, I'd be kicked out of the house.
Mike, who do you got?
Hey, let's not forget no Jair Alexander for the Packers at cornerback this week either. So that'll be interesting. But I got the Packers at home. It'll be interesting to see how Love moves around, though.
Steelers playing the Colts. Steelers looking to go to 4-0, and I don't think anybody thought this was going to be possible with the two-headed monster at quarterback for them, but seems like they got things worked out, at least at the moment. Anthony Richardson, so much hype about the Colts, and they're not living up to it as of yet. I'm taking the Steelers on the road. I think T.J. Watt's going to be absolutely crazy out there on the field like he is each and every week, causing havoc. And you know what? I don't even know if Anthony Richardson makes it through this game. I'm not even kidding. I got the Steelers winning this one. Linda, who do you got?
The Steelers.
Okay. Mitch, who do you got?
I don't know how you can jump off the Steelers bandwagon. They're like kind of the feel-good story of the NFL this year, and why not? Let's keep it going. I mean, I know who MJ's taking, so, you know, this could be 4-for-4 on this one.
Yep. I don't even need to ask him. We know he's got the Steelers. Okay, so let's move on. Broncos playing the Jets, the J-E-T-S Jets, with our old guy, Aaron Rodgers, who I think is starting to figure things out, and their offense seems to be starting to move a little bit, and when you see that the Broncos are on your schedule with Bo Nix and company, you're like, yeah, let's sign me up any day and twice on Sundays. I'm taking the Jets. Let's go with Linda. Who do you got?
Your Denver Broncos or against Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets.
Oh, my Denver Broncos.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Come on now. Mitch, who do you got?
Listen, I know he is hot off last weekend's complete surprise.
All right.
I'm ready to ride this one.
Mitch, who do you
and
got?
She was there.
Who do you got, Mitch?
Oh, you know what? After last week, everyone, the Broncos surprised everyone. They started coming out of nowhere. They looked absolutely amazing. Of course I'm taking the Jets.
Okay, good. Mike, who do you got?
Easy, the Jets.
Eagles, Buccaneers, man. Like, the Eagles were fortunate last week. The Buccaneers, not so much, right? Like, they got the wood taken to them, man. They got to the woodshed, and it was ugly. It was bad. Buccaneers looked off their game. I think that continues this week with the Eagles coming in after a nice victory, and we're not talking about the Eagles enough. I'm taking Jalen Hurts and the Eagles on the road today. Mike, let's go with you first here this time.
Hey, look, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. This is I think this is going to be a great game today. I really do.
Mitch, let's go with you.
I think both teams have underachieved, but I think the Falcons, the Buccaneers, rather, have underachieved more. So I'm going to, as much as I hate to say it, I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Linda, who you got?
I just can't go with the Eagles, so I'm defaulting to the Bucs.
I like it. All right, Bengals-Panthers, man. Bengals are really looking lousy. I'm going to shock you guys. I'm taking the Panthers, man. After the redhead bomber came out last week, they got the running game going with Chuba Hubbard, and the offense looked to be good. I'm sticking with it, man. I'm taking the redhead bomber. I'm taking Andy Dalton and the Panthers today against a lame duck Panthers. Mike, who you got?
Oh, you know what? I'm absolutely going to go with the Panthers as well. The Bengals, they're going to play with their hair on fire because they can't go 0-4, but I don't see it happening on the road with how they've been playing. So, yeah, I'll take the Panthers.
Mitch, who you got?
I'm going with the Bengals. Linda?
I'm going to go with the math problem, and I'm going to say the Bengals.
Good deal. Jaguars and Texans, guys. Two teams maybe going in different directions again. I think the Texans rebound today. I'm going to take the Texans at home. Mitch, who you got?
I think the Texans actually have looked good, and they just haven't been able to put it all together. And this is a game where against a Jacksonville team that they can do that. So I'm going Texans.
Linda, who you got?
Texans.
Mike, who you got?
Oh, Texans for sure.
All right, so we got the Co-Commanders and the Cardinals, man. There's, like, a lot going on here, bro. Think about this. Jaden Daniels returned to the Valley of the Sun after a great win on the road in Cincinnati. I'm going to stick with that momentum, guys. I'm taking the Commanders, man, to get it done against Kyler and the guys. Mitch, who you got?
Well, as I said last time, you know, that whole cross-continental thing is always a problem for, you know, teams. And so, therefore, I'm going to say the Commanders.
Linda, who you got?
Oh, I'm going to stick with west of the Mississippi. I'm going to go with Arizona.
Nice. Mike, who you got?
You know what? I'm actually going to take the Commanders on the road.
All right. Patriots, 49ers. I think this is a get-right game for the 49ers. I got the 49ers. Mike, you?
Yeah, I got the 49ers all day.
Mitch?
The 49ers are going to start putting it all together. I mean, come on now. We're almost into October. The preseason's done. The 49ers will be right in the ship. And not great for my Packers, but they're going to get it done today.
Linda, who you got?
Absolutely the 49ers.
Browns and Raiders, man. I think this is a really bad matchup where there's not going to be a lot of points. I'm taking the Browns on the road, guys. Mitch, who you got?
You know, what is it about the Raiders that just they never step up? But you know what? I kind of think at some point they just got to put it all together, you know, and put a complete game. And I think the Browns are ripe for the picking. I'm going with the Raiders.
Linda, who you got?
The Browns.
Nice. Wow. Mike, who you got?
I'm going I'm going with the Raiders at home.
Chiefs and Chargers. Chargers a little banged up. The Chiefs get lucky wins. I think that continues. I'm taking the Chiefs on the road. Linda, who you got?
Chargers. Chargers.
All right,
Chargers.
Mitch, who you got? That's fine. Mitch, who you got?
You know, in the words of Hacksaw, Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, the great announcer from San Diego, who used to tell us to show me your lightning bolts, I'm staying with the Chiefs. Come on now.
Mike, who you got?
Oh, Chiefs all the way.
Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Bills and Ravens. I got the Ravens winning a big football game, the Sunday nighter. Linda, who you got?
Ravens, of course.
Mitch?
Baltimore. Baltimore's putting it together. They, enough mediocrity.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens at home.
All right, real quickly, guys, the Monday Nighters, we're going to do them together. Titans, Dolphins, I got the Titans. Seahawks and Lions, I got the Lie-Downs. MISM, who you got Monday night?
I'm going Titans and I'll go Lions.
Lie-Downs or Seahawks?
You know what? I'm going Seahawks.
All right, Linda, who you got real quick?
Miami.
Okay.
And the Seahawks.
There you go.
All right, Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go Dolphins and Seahawks.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll do parting shots when we come back. It's the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Yeah, exactly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody, welcome back. back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, but more importantly, we got LISM and we got MISM in Santa Monica joining us today, and we're going to do four parting shots, and up first would be LISM. Go ahead, Linda, take us out.
My parting shot is just a quick memory to an in memoriam to the great Eva and Saul Dorf as we enter this week of Rosh Hashanah. And I'm getting ready to make chicken soup and matzo balls, and I will remember those days at the table with the entire family.
That is absolutely fan-freaking-tastic. And that was the best chicken matzo ball soup with crepe lock. You name it, it was the best. So that is a recipe forever. MISM, you're up, brother.
You know, it's hard to follow that walk-off parting shot, but I will do this non-walk-off parting shot. Dude, Dave Roberts, how do you not bunt on an 0-1, no out, two people on with Shohei Ohtani on the on-deck circle? How do you not bunt with an 0-2 strike, an 0-2 count? I mean, that had to be the worst managerial decision of the year.
Great stuff. Mike, you're up, brother.
Look, my parting shot goes out to Kalen DeBoer, the head coach at University of Alabama. It's tough to replace a legend, a living legend in and at Alabama. He's doing it. That victory yesterday can turn things around, or not turn things around, but really send Alabama on a projection that's going to be very good in the end.
I like it. All right, my parting shot, baby, is J-Love back out on the field. Are you kidding me? Let's go Green Bay Packers, baby. I can't believe I didn't hear that from MISM. I ain't mad at you. For all the people who called today, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.